Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Ooh, Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Yeah, just give it a, tell me that again. Maria Athens.
Great Friday, you mother.
Thank you. Thank you for your well wishes. It's our sort of Halloween show. And it's time for the news. Let's have a scary look.
Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. The Fremont Bank Foundation has committed over $1 million to COVID-19 relief in the Bay Area. Check out all they're doing for the community at FremontBank.com. All right, so we'll begin with, we fall back this weekend. I'll try to remind you throughout the day, but that's the deal. Your phone and other electronics will do it itself. I'm sure there's something in the house you'll still have to go manage yourself, but
perhaps your stove.
It's very funny that these little annoyances have just gone away, almost gone unnoticed, but it used to be a real pain in the ass to go through the house and find every damn clock you own and be like, all right, now
it is much easier now.
Yes. Much easier, yes. Also, don't forget
sooner.
That on the other side of Halloween weekend is the election, or I should
very
say,
scary.
The election ends. The last day is on November 3rd. That's Tuesday. And, you know, we've been dealing with the mailers and the campaign ads. Uh-huh. And in some cases, you might have been getting phone calls. But we're obviously a very politically active area. And so one of the things this is from, let me make sure I got this, the Merck, they're saying that they're bracing for post-election protests. And I was thinking, well, first of all, it is going to be a trip because we're not going to get results that night.
It's like looking like this is,
right.
You know, it's, but they won't be able to declare a winner until the votes are all counted.
There's a ton of mail-in votes, tons, way more than many cases. They're saying we got more mail-in votes than
we'll
regular
have
votes.
Actual votes, right?
Right. So it's going to be an interesting time because while people anticipate one winner or the other, they're worried there will be these big protests. I don't know how you can protest till you know the answer.
Some people will just, they're just looking to be outraged.
They
I
just
gotta get
run
to
the
a
street,
protest.
Huh?
I love protests. They're so fun. Oh, my friends are there.
The city's all boarded up again.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Every time I drive in, it's, or when I'm leaving, I always
people
notice,
are ready.
Yeah, I always like this Salesforce is all boarded up again. Like it was with the George Floyd protests and everything.
Yeah,
so I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, they just saved everything. So every time I'm driving, I always see a new building that's boarded up.
Wow.
So it's going to be
scary as hell.
It is. It's going to be an interesting time to see. I don't see how you start protesting before you know what happened. But then again, I do my vote and then I sort of get on with things. So that's how I've. And of course, I hear you about my white privilege. Go ahead and send it again, but I don't know what to tell you. I'm just not super politically active. Not everybody is.
True. That is very true.
So anyway, there's that. They're bracing for protests on Election Day and beyond, and that's something. And I didn't know that they'd already boarded everything up, but, you know, why not get out ahead of that, right?
Sure. Nobody wants broken windows.
And actually, I mean, I'm reading articles that while San Francisco's numbers have moved into the yellow as far as the pandemic goes, one of the reasons they're saying is no one's in San Francisco on the streets like they normally would be.
Interesting.
As
right.
I told you, I drove 19th a couple weeks back. It was packed, but there weren't a lot of pedestrians. And that's what mainly downtown is filled with is the walking business people. And that's not there.
They're right. No one's going into work there. So where people live, I'm sure 19th Street, you know, there's people live out there. So it's, you know, here in downtown or there in downtown where Nicole is. There's a bunch of empty office buildings.
Right. A new survey says it was hard enough to always understand everything people were saying before masks. Now, there's no chance. And you do notice that. In fact, there's a lot of times as I've been watching sports on TV, they've been told to wear masks. They've been told the cameras are on you. You can't look like you don't care. We need you to have the mask on. We'll find the hell out of you if you're not. And yet you see them pulling them down to try and make their point in a frustrated moment, trying to be heard. And I do understand that. And I've absolutely, I hold mine on while I'm talking.
Because your chin will pull it right off your nose.
Right. And yet I've also had moments where I just want to pull it down so I can say this. I don't want you to say what again. I just want to say it without. So I do understand how that's going on out there. And certainly in the grocery store, that's not a time to pull your mask down and be heard.
You don't really have to have a long conversation with anyone. I mean, some people, it feels like they just hang out at the grocery store hoping to waylay people to talk to. They're lonely, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that is.
But most of us just
want to
get
sad.
In there, get our sack of crap, and get out.
Sack of crap.
I don't know what it is you're getting.
20% of people are asking for directions and not understanding them. Yeah, you know, you got your phone. I mean, I guess that's. I feel like that's the.
It is pretty rare your phone can't get you there.
Yeah. People are screwing things up at work because they're not understanding the instructions they've been told. I don't know. Look, the masks are temporary. Everybody's just got to deal with that, right?
Yes. Let's hope they're temporary. I do feel like they're going to become a part of what we wear. Some people just will. Like in Asia, most Asian countries, you walk down the street and there's people. But it's the people who have like, I have a cold. I don't want to give it to you. You know. Maybe it'll just become part of how we present ourselves.
Oh, I think it will to some extent, sure. I mean, you couldn't blame someone who's decided, I'm doing this in public from now on.
Mm.
All right. I mean, if you want to keep that up.
Then great. I can't wait for the vaccine when I don't have to. The problem is you got to remember, it's like this extra thing you got to remember to bring with you anywhere you go. Like I was halfway to the grocery store the other day and then I saw a lady coming down the sidewalk at me with a mask on. I went, oh my God, I don't have a mask on. And I like ran home like, oh my God, oh no. Because they weren't going to let me in.
More than one moment like that too where I'm also like, how could I have forgotten that?
How could I have forgotten it?
It's become normal now. And yet, I'm walking around without it. All right.
Yep.
This is a trip. This story is really, I thought, wow, this is crazy. So, a guy named Manny Warda in Michigan, he works as an iPhone repairman. Oh. And there are people at Apple that do this, you know, in the Apple stores. But there are also people in the malls that will fix your phone.
Drop your phone off here. Come back with an uncracked screen after your movie.
So he works as an iPhone repairman, and he recently had a guy come in and drop off his broken phone for repairs. And when he opened up the phone, he found a surprise in the battery compartment. A note and a $100 bill. And the note said, quote, please tell my wife the phone is unfixable. She wants to check the call history. $100 is yours. Thanks.
Oh, and he didn't do that.
Manny says that he didn't want to be in the middle of this. So what he did was he posted all about it on TikTok, and now the whole world knows, and the story's gone viral. How is that not being in the middle of that, Manny? He actually says, they say, according to his TikTok, he decided he didn't want to get in the middle of this. So when the wife came by to pick up the phone, he gave it to her and showed her the note and the bribe.
Oh.
That's as in the middle as you can get, Manny. What are you doing?
Is this just a product of everyone's looking for something to post on social media? Like, this is so... I mean, the guy gave it his best try, right? I mean, that was if you
mean
if,
the husband did.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I mean, the husband he gave it the old call. Like it's broken, dear. There's a. I mean, obviously they were doomed anyway. He's calling someone he doesn't want his wife to know about, and I'm going to guess it's some girl.
I don't know. You know, there's a couple weird things here. He found a surprise in the battery compartment. That's not an iPhone. So whatever he brought to the guy, there's no battery compartment on iPhones. Oh.
Yeah, and frankly, I wouldn't know how to open this thing up. I mean, I just don't.
So I don't know what he handed to the guy, but either way, the husband, of course, came back super pissed off.
Yeah.
He started throwing things, so Manny had to call the cops, and there's no word what happened from there, but it sounds like this guy's in trouble in more than one way. The husband, that is.
Yes, yeah, sure. Yeah.
But Manny, for the record, that is not the way to stay out of it. That
right.
You jumped more into the middle of it than I would think is possible.
Why don't you just meet me in the mail?
Jesus.
Yeah, it's very, well, look, I'm telling you, this is a guy who's like, oh, this is going to be awesome on my social media. And thanks for the $100, dude. And I can't wait to see what the chick thinks. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what is the right thing to do then? What's the right thing to do? Not post it on TikTok.
Well, no, listen, he could do anything he wants. I'm not even questioning that. What I'm questioning is his whole story on TikTok and, behind it is, I don't want to be in the middle. No, dude,
I don't want to be in the middle of it. I want to be the star of it.
Right. You just became part of that storyline. The way to not be in the middle of it is maybe call the husband back and say, you need to take your phone elsewhere, dude. I'm not getting involved.
Here's your whole thing.
That's how you get not in the middle of that.
Right.
You just push it back towards him and say, nah.
Uh-uh.
I have the right to refuse your service, and that's what I'm doing. Have a good one. Now, I mean, he's a hero in the wife's eyes, right?
Is he? Isn't he just the bearer of bad news? I mean, I'm here to pick up my husband's phone.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
I got something to tell you, lady. Oh, you are cute. Here, I want to cry on my shoulder.
It sounds like he confirmed.
I'm going to put you on my TikTok. Hold on.
He confirmed her concerns.
Yes.
You know.
And that's why I'm saying it doesn't matter how much he paid this guy or if the guy kept a secret or not. Basically, that marriage is doomed. And yes. Aren't all you dudes. Other than my wife.
While I'm on the TikTok, apparently on TikTok, there are kids out there super gluing vampire teeth into their mouth for Halloween.
Oh, brilliant.
You're on TikTok, right, Bryn?
I am. I haven't been on for a while, though.
Have you seen that? You haven't seen this? Dentists are now out there saying, please don't super glue anything to your teeth. That is a really dumb move, but apparently it's happening, so off of my Manny TikTok story, I thought I'd mention, don't super glue anything in your mouth. That's a super dumb thing to do.
If you have to tell someone, even a kid should know better than that. I mean, who
kids
hasn't stuck
know.
Their two fingers together and been like, oh, no, chunk of that's going to go.
Kids don't know. They see videos. They see something someone else is doing, and they assume it's a big party, and they want to get in on that. Right?
Yes. Most likely. Kids.
How did you end up? Oh, you didn't smoke as a little kid. That's how I ended up smoking. Mm. Oh, look at that. Looks grown up and cool. I'm down. Let me play games with that for a while.
I'm in
second. People are there. You go.
There they go. And are these people, are they? The one lady looks like she's actually crying over it. Listen, does she also have a face tattoo?
Yeah, she does.
Or is that part of the?
Or unless she drew on her face. Well, it's Halloween, so who knows?
That is
maybe
true.
She's
I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt and say she's not a complete idiot who also tattooed something on her face. She's just a complete idiot who glued teeth into her mouth.
Right. Anyway, so don't super glue anything in your mouth, children.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It does look good, though. It's a pretty good job.
It doesn't look good.
Oh, it looks amazing.
And you're going to ruin the permanent teeth that you want to have for your whole life. You don't want to play games with
teeth.
That.
I've seen that. Okay, caps. Get some caps on there.
All right. Then go ahead, kids. I don't know what to tell you. I'm trying to tell you not to, but apparently it's your best friend Sarah wants you to do it.
Kids do whatever adults tell them to not do.
To do.
So I'm telling them.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that doesn't look amazing? I would like to be a vampire. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I know you're into that. Anyway. All right. So in football coming up this weekend, the 49ers are going to play Seattle. Oh, by the way, Atlanta won last night. The game was actually, you know, fairly watchable, competitive. So that's not bad. I was hoping to see a haunted house, but apparently that's sold out forever. That's cool,
season.
Though, that you know, people knew and decided to, okay, we want our turn and bought all the tickets up. It's kind of great.
Support.
Yeah.
Yeah, support for the local high school. Anyway, 49ers versus Seattle this upcoming weekend. And our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you. What were you asking people to tell us what they're going to be for Halloween?
Yeah, what are their plans? What are they going to be? What are they going to do? How's that going to go?
Sarah, the same thing happened to me. I was in the store, in the yogurt section, when I realized I had no mask. The person at the door totally missed me.
Oh.
As slow times on Monday mid-morning after your show.
Oh, yeah. Boy. I would have been incredibly embarrassed to be called out, like, to really... I don't know what I would have done. Just like, what, clamp my hand over my mouth?
You
like, all right, and run for it.
Over your nose.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Like, oh no.
Yeah, I've been, we bought.
I really need this yogurt.
A pack of those disposable masks, which are, you know, it's not great. You're now.
But at least it's something.
I keep a stack of them in the glove box. And so if something came up, I'd at least have one. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yes.
So I've got something in reserve. Hey S&V crew, today is my daughter's 10th birthday. Her name is Melissa and she loves you guys. Could you please give her a shout out?
Happy 10th birthday, Melissa.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday,
Melissa. To you. Happy birthday. I like a little Halloween birthday is it's got to be a pretty fun birthday to have. Everyone's having a Halloween party and you know, you
That's
get a lot
daughter.
Of candy
Tomorrow
corn and
we
stuff.
Have a huge party.
So
oh,
is her
yeah.
birthday
and then
on
my
Halloween?
Kid is November
it's
1st.
On Halloween, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys are super. This is a birthday weekend for you guys. That's a fun birthday. That's fun. Mm-hmm.
Should be fun.
949 says, I work in San Francisco in Union Square, and we are boarding up our windows again.
Oh, boy.
Ah, that is so sad. I hate that that's the way this is going to go. That, you know, here it is in election day, and everyone's fearing that it's just going to go sideways.
Well, and for every person who's out there just protesting, there's the person who's like, oh, I can take advantage of this and get some free stuff.
Right.
You know, there's...
Unfortunately.
It is unfortunate. It's really too bad.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
How about a movie that takes place in our fourth year of lockdown? Let's start there.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy... celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.